Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Robbie Knox, and I'm the landlord of the Moon Underwater, a mystical place where guests create their dream pub. Hello and welcome to The Moon Underwater. We're with the actor Kelly Shirley in her newly designed dream pub, The Lippy. We're designing that in our previous episode, which you can listen to if you like, but you don't have to. The Moon Underwater is all about giving you the opportunity to fill your content tummy with whatever podcast food you desire. Kelly, thank you for creating The Lippy. We're now here magically within it. Is it what you dreamed of?
Everything.
It's a lovely atmosphere, isn't there?
Yeah. Calm.
It's very nice.
Where are we going to sit, first of all? Have we got a beer garden here? Are we going to sit
Bar? We've definitely got a beer garden. We've got a little kids' play area so that I can justify being here.
With your child. Yeah. We should mention, he's quiet at the minute, but Ezra, your son, is here.
Yes.
So where are we going to sit for this drink?
I think we're going to sit away from the kids' play area. The kids are all playing really nicely.
Inside of it, or are you not that bothered?
No. I want to see them.
Yeah.
Watch them having
fun.
Just
want to hear them.
Yeah.
I want to make sure they're all right, but a bit away from them so that I can talk freely.
Okay.
We have a potty mouth.
Okay, good. glad to hear that. That's the criteria.
My first post-divorce pint, the gin I had in Hull, my nan's homemade buckfast, the rum I drank with Liz Hurley, the lager I stole from the pigeon detectives.
Kelly, you get a drinking time here at the Moon Underwater where you get a chance to relive a specific drink from a specific occasion from your past. What would you like to pick?
Well, I would go back to the tequila because that is the drink where I first met my husband, and I thought he was a real knob and he thought I was a real knob. And
where did you meet him?
We met in a club in Manchester, the Music Box. It doesn't exist anymore. And I was working in the nursing home, and I'd come up on a train to go and watch Mr. Scruff.
So when was this?
This is in 2004, so okay. 20 years ago. And I went up on the train to go and see Mr. Scruff, and my friend Pasty Balm left me in the club. We know how you just miss people, don't you? And I didn't. Anyway, and I bumped into Phil at the bar and I was ordering some tequila. He thought I was being really rude and pushed in front of him. And I think, oh, God, he's pushed in front of me. And he was like, you southerners. He's just so rude and obnoxious. And I was like, oh, my God, northerners. God! Anyway, we ended up having it. Just drinking, and I didn't know where the loo was. And he showed me where the loo was and just waited in the queue for me for ages. And then we got quite hammered and we crawled into this little hole in the club.
And
this big hole that was there.
And what do you mean?
Like there was a hole, like there was like a stage.
Say hole, what do you mean? Like as in like an actual hole or like a little caverny?
It's like a little caverny hole.
Okay. Did it have seats in it?
No, it was like a...
Oh. hole.
It's like a hole.
Okay, it was a hole. Okay.
And so we crawled in there, just after a few. And then people would come along, stand by us. They couldn't see us. And we would tie their shoelaces together. And they were drunk. And they were drunk. And just and we just did that for hours.
How wonderful.
Yeah. And then the next day, we booked a holiday together to Skiathos in Greece.
Wow.
And my mum and dad were like, what? You just met this person. I was like, I know, but I just want to have a holiday romance.
Yeah.
And start it before you actually go on
the
holiday.
Yeah. And how long was it until the holiday you went on it?
A few days. And then we just went there.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
tequila.
So tequila. Wonderful. And have you drunk tequila many times since together?
Yes.
Is that your... Is that your couple's drink? Is that your version of our woo-woo?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I do like it. Yeah.
Okay, phones away. Put a gag on Siri. It's quiz time. Elvis's black belt was in karate. I saw it on QI. No half points for saying J.K. Rowling is the lead singer of Jamiroquai.
Moira Stewart.
No, I'm afraid it was Gordon Honeycomb.
Kelly, do you like a pub quiz?
I do like a pub quiz, yeah.
Good.
Oh, no, you're not going to test me though now, are you?
Well, yeah. Dan, a regular here, does like to run the pub's pub quiz.
Yep.
No one's ever asked him to. He's just taking it upon himself to do that.
Most of the time, people aren't even listening, are they?
No, most of the time. Apparently, the podcast app say that's the fastest skip section in podcast history. Dan likes to do a pub quiz. He likes to tailor it to the guests. I don't know what he's going to ask. I don't know what the questions are. We can compete in this pub quiz.
Yeah. So, Kelly, you're a great actress. And Robbie mentioned one of your finest roles.
What, Biff and Chip?
Biff and Chip. It's not a quiz on Biff and Chip, don't worry. But it is a quiz on lyrics from kids' TV shows.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Now I've done six. We can do less. We say
no, six is good.
This is good.
I'm going to say them, so you're not going to have any music copyright issues.
Mm-mm.
Have a think about them.
Because you're singing so good, we might get copyrights.
My singing is amazing, mate. It's nice, though. don't answer. Have a think about them, because I think we're going to have a
So it's a pub
short
quiz
break.
We don't answer?
Yeah. No, we're going to do it.
Okay.
You know, he'll
give you the questions. We'll go to a little break. We'll come back and we'll answer
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll see you.
Got you.
Okay. And I've tried to make it, it's spanning the decade. So we're going back as far as the 70s and we're going up to fairly recent.
I won't know the 70s ones.
You might do. Well, they were made in the 70s, but they were repeated in the 80s. Yeah. So.
Oh, like the Wombles.
Yeah, not the Wombles, but yeah, something.
Like the Wombles, she
okay.
says.
And some it's kids' shows and also shows sort of young adult. So not like for not all CBeebies.
Oh, I feel like down, down, down might be in there. Sorry.
It would be. I don't think it's got any lyrics, has it?
Oh, that's easy.
Grain Chill. I did think, but I did want to do Grain Chill. Then I went, oh, yeah, it hasn't got any lyrics. Yeah. Okay, number one.
Yes.
Why do we always come here? I guess we'll never know. It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show. Number one. Number two. A man is born. He's a man of means. Then along come two, they've got nothing but their genes. Number three, I think you'll get this one. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
You know that one, don't you? I can see it in your eyes.
You'll know it, Kelly.
I don't know.
This is a bit tougher. You can run with us. We've got everything you need.
Oh, I know that one.
Run with us. We are free. Okay. Number five. Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Rolly too. Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Blank. That'll give it away, that word. And the gang have so much fun working together. They get the job done. Okay. And the last one. Whenever there's a problem round Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant. This is your best. This is your greatest quiz yet. The greatest quiz yet. Well done, Dad.
Kelly's not looking so delighted.
Well, that's why I think it's so great. Her lack of confidence. We'll let everyone go for a quick toilet break, and then when we come back, we'll have the quiz answers.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the Lippy, where Kelly has got a lovely pub quiz going on that's being hosted really by Dan. Mm. Again, you just do all the pub quiz in the area, do you?
I do. I'd like to get around and do a few.
Okay. Yeah. Fabulous. Do we have to move in for the pub quiz, or does it carry on out into the garden?
Oh, yeah, it's surround.
It's everywhere. Yeah,
surround sound.
Surround sound pub quiz. Okay, Dan, we'll now go through and do the answers.
Yeah, okay. So we're doing lyrics of children's TV shows and in honour of Kelly, starring in Biff and Chip. first one. Why do we always come here? I guess we'll never know. It's like a kind of torture to have to watch this show.
Do you know it?
Any I think ideas? I do. I'll let you go first then.
Any ideas, Cal?
No.
I think it's The Muppets.
It's The Muppet Show.
Oh.
Yeah, Statler and Waldorf singing that line. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. made in LWT in London. Was directed it? By Peter Harris, who we both
worked with,
because he ended up directing 15 to 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the Muppets 15 to 1. He used to walk around with a sort of mayoral chain. Do you remember?
He was brilliant. Lovely
man. Amazing man. Yeah.
They filmed up in Elstree as well.
Elstree
Studios, yeah.
Great stuff. Love that show. Okay. 1-0 to Robbie.
Yes.
Well done.
This one is hard, actually. Maybe I'm a little bit old. Well, I'm quite a bit older than you, Kelly, and a little bit older than Robbie. Let's see. A man is born. He's a man of means. Then along come two. They've got nothing but their genes. This is quite a tricky one. But you will definitely know this show, I think, as one of the most famous catchphrases maybe ever in history. You'll definitely know the catchphrase. That's my little clue.
Oh. Is it Danger Mouse?
No, it's not. That would have been a good one to do, actually.
Is the catchphrase, say it again, Willis?
What are you talking about, Willis? Yeah.
Talking about Willis, I say, yeah. Is that it?
Yep.
What is it?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Do you know their catchphrase? What are you talking about, Willis?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember what the show's called. No, I can't remember.
Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah.
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. Oh, Kelly, you need to get on YouTube and have a look at Different Strokes. Yeah. Arnold. Remember Arnold? Okay. Question three.
No point for me getting a catchphrase.
1-0. No, I'm not getting a point for catchphrase.
Get half for that.
No. Chilling out, Max in, relaxing all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. Come on, Kelly.
Come on, Kelly. You know this one.
Why is that? It's a school one, yeah?
It's not a school one.
Oh.
There's a bit at the beginning, he's outside of school playing a bit of basketball, but it's not set in a school.
Don't give any more clues.
It's not Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh, thank God I got that right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing Robbie would have got that.
I saw that performed live in Philadelphia once.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah.
By Will Smith.
By Will Smith. Amazing. Live 8.
Incredible.
Wow.
Well done.
Thank you. I mean, it
was one of the best, wasn't it?
It's still great. I saw it the other day. It came on. It's still brilliant.
Yeah.
2-1 to Robbie. That theme tune is written by Quincy Jones, who is also the cab driver that dropped him off in the opening titles. Yeah. Fun fact.
That is a good fact.
Yeah.
Fun fact indeed.
Okay, you're very confident about this next one, Kelly. You can run with us. We've got everything you need. Run with us. We are free.
The Raccoons.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
You wouldn't have got that?
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Raccoons.
Oh, I used to love that.
I love the Raccoons.
Cyril.
Yes.
Obviously not as much because I can't remember the...
I mainly loved it for the song.
Yeah, run with us. It's a great song. You got passion in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Run with us. Yeah, it's great.
Beautiful song. That's 2-2. Weird fact of the Raccoons. In 1990, Bert and Lisa were named as mascots of the Canadian Olympic team. However, there were no Olympic Games that year.
Okay.
It's so weird.
Oh.
Why did they do that then? Okay. 2-2. Leveled it up.
Drama.
Have you leveled it up?
I thought I got one. No?
You've only got one, haven't you? Yeah. No, you got Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2-2. Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Roly 2. Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Blank and the gang have so much fun. Working together, they get the job done. You definitely know the show.
I think I know what it is, but I don't know. Sure.
Very, very famous. And it's CBeebies.
Should I?
Sort of.
Is it?
Stop giving clues. Stop giving clues.
She said at the same time.
Go on. After three. One.
Panorama.
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. Okay, three.
Neil Morrissey.
Yeah.
He did
back
the...
to Neil Morrissey. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
He's doing that whilst at the same time brewing up football club beers. Wonderful. Okay, last one.
Christmas
cider.
Christmas number one in 2000, of course, Bob the Builder. Okay.
Wow.
Last one. Whenever there's a problem round Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day.
We know it.
Paw Patrol.
Four each. It's a draw.
Happy days.
Well, wow. Wow. That's...
Wouldn't it be great if like Mastermind was like that?
Yeah.
Be much...
Subject, yeah.
Yeah, subject lyrics to children's TV themes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Great quiz, Dan.
Well done.
I really enjoyed it. Very well there.
Kelly mentioned earlier about performing, having to throw drinks in faces and booze performing. Not drinking yourself during when you're filming, but I'm talking about, is it hard to act drunk? Because sometimes I will see people on TV.
It's dodgy.
And you like, I don't think they've ever been drunk before, if that's what they think being drunk is. Do you know what I mean? Is it hard to do?
I think I've had lots of experience of being drunk.
Yeah.
So I've been able to tap into that bit of...
Do you know what I mean? Is it just me? Or do you quite often see people on TV programmes and you're thinking, that doesn't look like any drunk I've ever seen?
Yeah, but then you also see some really good ones, don't you, sometimes? Yeah. And I do think Steve McFadden does it very well.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, Richard E. Grant.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he says he never had even drunk before when he played that.
Yeah.
But that was he just plays that so well, doesn't he? But we're both of them doing that. Mm. But it is hard, isn't it, to play drunk?
I don't know, I'm asking you, I'm not an actor.
Looking at you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I saw you in Abigail's Party, which was excellent. And Mike Lee came that night, and it was quite exciting.
Yeah.
But you were having a few drinks in that. But I don't think you were supposed to be too You were a bit tipsy, I guess.
Tipsy, and then she sobers up because of the end. Yeah.
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 Sobers up quite
but
quickly.
But she's a bit kind of loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like playing drunk.
Yeah.
It's fun.
No, it looked fun doing that.
What other roles have you been drunk? Have you played drunk in?
Biff and Chip. No. The drunk mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
it is a bit different to the books, isn't it?
Yeah. Play a lot of like alcoholic parts.
Why do you think that is?
In fact, this guy, producer guy, was looking at my showreel the other day to maybe give me a job. I don't know if he's going to, but he did say to me, in your showreel, every scene you've got a drink in it. So yeah, and it starts off in the long run. Drink. That was great because the pub in that.
Yeah.
And that it was all like set in the 80s.
Yeah, it does really look like an 80s pub, doesn't it? It really captures it well.
We were drinking Baby Sham and this drink called A Naughty Bastard that Jimmy Akabola's character made. And it was just basically loads and loads of spirits just with no other mixer with it. That was fun. Yeah, in everything. In Ridley, I played an alcoholic. Get these parts a lot.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
This podcast probably not going to help, actually. Isn't
it? Yeah. What about drinking after you finish something? Rap parties. What's bad? The best rap party of anything you've ever done?
I did one. I had one last month. This thing called Odyssey that I've just filmed, and it's the people that
a TV show or film.
It's a film. It's Boiling Point. That film that's all filmed in a single shot.
So
we'd rehearsed it for about 5 weeks. And it's sent in estate agents. And and then we come to it and like it's all been choreographed and a lot of it is like set pieces that have just one shot.
Someone's just dying slowly in the background. Sorry.
Is he okay? Yeah,
I think so. We'll find out.
Anyway, the rap party for that was just in a great pub in North London, like proper old school. Like money behind the bar, it was just like very just fun, down to earth, everybody came along to it, and it wasn't like snobby or swanky or anything. It was just very like down to earth.
That's really interesting. That did you do it in just one take, or did you do it multiple times and pick the best one?
Yeah, multiple times, and they picked different people. They favoured different people at different times.
Okay.
But what was good about that rap party was the guy who's written and directed it, Gerard. His mum and dad ran pubs in the East End, so he knows about pubs, and he's just written something about his mum and dad's life, about him growing up as a little boy in pubs.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Is there a pub from the screen? A fictional pub that you'd like, what would you most like to go for a drink in?
I don't know. I can't.
Like to go to Rover's Return to see what it's like on the other side.
Yeah, maybe. Be interesting to go there. There's another thing that I did called 20,000 Streets in the Sky, and it was a Midnight Bell pub.
Yeah.
Set in the 20s. I'd like to go back there again, like stepping back in, 100 years ago.
That's because that must be a lovely thing to do when you walk onto a set, something like that, and it's like, because we all, quite often watch films or something for 20, I wonder what that must be like. And then being an actor to actually sort of go in there and it's recreated so faithfully, it must feel amazing.
I mean, shot in
a
proper in the pub.
Yeah.
And it was, from 1920s. So that, I'd like to go back and go there. And it was like drinking sherries and things,
I've just been watching Ripley. Have you seen that?
It looks great, doesn't
it? Yeah, and that I'm looking around thinking. I always, when I watch these things, I'm always looking around thinking, I wonder if they've missed anything. Like, do you know what I mean? If you see like a little sign or something, they never do they?
No, it's very good, but it's particularly well done.
It's really very hard to make films in the olden days with things. I mean, how do you, from doing the long run, obviously set in the 80s, how is that, like when you're out on location doing things sort of thing? I guess it's just being very careful about what's in the shot.
Yeah, they had to reshoot some bits because mobile phones, and we shot some stuff in Peckham Market and got this scene with Idris and Bill and the fruit store. And obviously, like you say, it's set in, it's 1986 there. And then they've got somebody with a great big tablet who's come out of their house, like... recording it. So we've done this like lovely scene, oh, no. All brilliant. And they're like, oh no. I have to redo it again. We're like, everything went really well. Yeah. We just got this person in the back.
With a massive.
With a massive, not even like a little discreet tablet. Little phone. Great big fuck off tablet.
Pub mates. Pick your dream pub companion, someone to spend an evening in the pub with. Pub mates. It can be anyone, Darren Bent or Danger Mouse. Pub mates. They could be alive or dead, but if they're dead, they'd be alive for this. Otherwise, you're drinking with a corpse. Pub mates. Pub mates, it's really, really great.
You've made your pub. We've enjoyed sitting in it with you. But apart from us, obviously, who would be your dream pub companion to have a drink in the Lippy with?
Oh.
They could be living or dead.
Well, I feel a tiny bit bad picking her because she did have a problem with drink. But Amy Winehouse, just because her voice... And I'm sure if somebody gave her a guitar, she would do an impromptu gig. And pubs and gigs, as you know, is just, you know, the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And she was such an amazing person and singer. And I reckon it would have been really good fun.
But, should we go early on Amy Winehouse?
I'd say, 2004 when she was doing her Frank album.
Yeah.
When she hadn't met Blake, I'd say then. I love that album and
I don't think it would have been that hard to go drinking with Amy Winehouse at the time, because I used to see her quite a bit in Camden when I was at gigs and stuff like that, in the Hawley Arms particularly, and sort of around there sort of thing.
So I'd say her. But yeah, from that time period where it was all kind of like kicking off for her. And
yeah. And Amy Winehouse, who doesn't have a problem with addiction in the pub to be...
Pre-Blake,
Amy Winehouse and all that. If it wasn't in your own pub, where would you like to go? Would it be the Hawley Arms?
Yeah, or there was a pub, because she went to Brit School and that's where as well.
You know that.
There was a pub just around the corner called the White Horse. And on a Wednesday, they used to have karaoke and everyone used to obviously just go down there. And it's a shit pub, but great pub. I'd pick there.
What was Brit School like?
It was very just fun and obviously creative. And the new generation of musicians trying out their stuff in the foyer. And
you used to hear about it all the time, Brit School. Do you still hear about Brit School a lot now? I don't know. Look at the news. I don't really see it. You don't see it as much, but it used to always be so-and-so Brit School graduate. So-and-so.
Yeah. There's still lots of people from there that's, I don't know, maybe because we're older.
Would you have, so you said, you know, you like gigs in pubs, so was that something else that would be in your pub then?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Regular live music.
Yeah, especially with all the venues for, you know, musicians shutting down. The only place really to go and watch live music is in a pub, isn't it, really?
And what's your dream pub act? As in, are we talking like singer-songwriter type, solo person with guitar? Are you talking full live band?
Do you know who I would like to watch? But again, they're dead. you know who did Rabbit?
Chaz and Dave.
I'd have loved to have watched them.
Pub band, yeah. Definitely.
I've never seen a pub. I saw them a few times live. And? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Proper.
I should say, someone we know, I'll tell this story quickly. We were at Glastonbury and a guy I knew was playing there, a guy called Jersey Bud, and is part of a group of friends. And Chaz and Dave were playing first. Mm-hmm. And we're watching Jersey and Dave. It got towards the end and we had to leave to go and get to see Jersey. And our friend Rob went, I'm going to watch the end of Chaz and Dave and just sneak in, don't tell him. So we got there, turned out Jersey's car had broken down on the road. They hadn't got there in time. They'd missed the show. He'd got there, but he'd missed the time to get in there. So he was gutted and we were all sort of stood around. It was obviously a really sad, really sad moment because of all this. My friend Rob just walked into the group and just went, mate, that was brilliant. You were so good up there and just did all this thing and no one was there. But
30 seconds, he just went on about how good it was. And then eventually I went, Rob, their car broke down and they didn't make the show. And he went, well, there's no way out of this, is there? it was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Oh, God.
So good.
Drink up, please. It's time.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us here at the Moon Underwater to create your dream pub. It has been a lot of fun. If people have enjoyed this, what have you done recently or got coming up that they can enjoy? You've been podcasting yourself, haven't you?
I've got podcast drama that's out next month. It's called Raw. It's going to be available on all...
Raw as in R-A-W or R-O-A-R?
Raw. Raw like a lion. R-O-A-R.
And yeah. You wrote this and your...
I'm in it, yeah.
Performing as well.
Yeah, and it's got brilliant cast. It's got Lorraine Ashbourne in it and Danny Dyer and Richie Campbell and Laura Checkley. And
amazing.
Yeah.
Is this your first writing thing?
Yeah, it is.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, six parts. Yeah. Please listen if you fancy it.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's a drama. It's not like, you know, what you guys do.
This is a drama in some ways. Yeah. It's an unnecessary drama. Fabulous. Wonderful game. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll let you go back to the other realm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.